Shirchof Gimel Ksuvos continued. Yirches Yichof Aleph Cheshen Heitov Shimon Beis, November 18, 1981, on Wednesday continued.
Under other circumstances, so that constitutes Kofetz. So Leila sees the essence of Tumas Kiyan in the Kriyan. The incumbent upon Kiyan is a mitzvah of Kofetz of Kiyan's tribute. So observing that Leila is also Kofetz to the Nifka. Kofetz to the Nifka. So the essay is implicit, the Kiyan of Abelis in Rishen is implicit in the mitzvah of Loitani. So why does the Rambam in the Kalef and the Kadeyes Aloha Halef say that it's in Rishi is the Raisa because how to have us again by Yitabin Hashem? Yitabin Hashem, the answer is, of course, the chiyuv of observing the Kadeyes is included in Loitani. But when is the chiyuv incumbent upon someone? Only as long as he has the Shemo. As he has the Shem Ogle and Amen. So, as far as the Shem Gavreel, the Amen in Yom is concerned, so that's certainly how the Gavreel, even before the Torah. And as a matter of fact, even the Mechayim of Abeles is not the Torah. It's the Mise. But I, according to the written Rambam, only Abeles in Rishi is the Raise, and that came if it's the Mise of Torah. So the question is this question. If before the Kfuren there is no Chiyuv Abeles, and when is there a Chiyuv Abeles, Yerushim, after the Kfuren, why should it be that day the Mise and Kfuren? Let it be just the Kfuren, not the Mise. The answer is the Kfuren is not Mechayim Abeles. The Kfuren is not Mechayim Abeles. Well, I suppose it's Mishyash in the Kfuren, so then he has to start Shiva immediately, even before the Kfuren. But Aloha is, actually, one should be clear in observing the golden ruling of Abeles immediately upon the Mise. But, as long as the mess was not Mikveh, so the Koret is told with the people of Kvureh, so Mele is potter of the Chiyuv of Abeles. It's a tool. But the Mechayev of Abeles, is the Mise, not the Kvore. As a matter of fact, there was a Machlekes. The Tehemet mentioned that Machlekes. So there was a Machlekes between the Nitziv and the Prophet Shapiro. That was Ishaya that was in Gehren. Now, the Prophet Shapiro was the son-in-law of the Nitziv and the first wife of the first wife of the Rav Shapiro died the higher of the Nitziv. So the Rav Shapiro had to observe Abeles and the Nitziv had to observe Abeles. And the question is and the Nitziv was not able to attend the funeral of his own daughter. And the question was now, but the Nitziv heard about it before the Kfuren. So the question was whether he was mechuyev to start the Abeles Shiva even before the Kfuren, or he had to wait until the Kfuren takes place. As a matter of fact, I mean, the child realizes many times, and there's a lot of confusion. Yeah, I mean, when such a child is presented, sometimes someone who lives, let's say, in Chicago, has a parent, let's say, in Israel, and the parent dies in Israel, and is not going to the funeral in Israel, and then, what he knows already. So the question is, the child in Chicago, so is in Chuyev to start the Abeles, the Shiva, even before the funeral takes place in Israel, or not? So at that point, there was a Machlokes between the Nitziv and the Rav Shapiro. I mean, it seems to me that it's established the psak of the Rav Shapiro. The Rav Shapiro says that as long as the person does not intend to go to the Kfuren, so merely he has to start the Shiva immediately. And the moment he hears of the Nitziv. Why? Because the Mechayev of Abeles is not the Kfuren. And the best Chayev is that the Siyashim and Kofre, he has to start the Abeles immediately. So, the Mechayim of Abeles is the Nisi. But until the Kvure is potter, he's potter Aveiros, because he's Torah. As a matter of fact, many Rishonim say that all the Nihugim that do not interfere with the people of Kvure, so an enemy is Osir. And then he's also, the Chitze, he's also the Siche, he's also in all the Nihugim. He's also in all the Nihugim that do not interfere with the Kvure. And he's only Mutea, let's say, like Miros Asando, because if he will not be able to wear shoes, so it will be difficult for him to attend to the Kvure if he has to go without shoes. But the things, all those Nihugim that do not in any way interfere with the Kvure of the leaf there, so the name is higher. So, in other words, the Mechayim of Averis is the mystery. But until the Kvure, he has it too. So, Mele, when is the Mechayim of Averis in the Raise? Only if it's Yei Mise U Kvure. Because after the first day of the Mise, he doesn't have a Shemobu in the Raise. He doesn't have a Shemobu in the Raise. He doesn't have a Shemobu and a Shemenu in the Raise. He only has a Shemenu and a Shemobu the first day. The first day, not, so that's why the Rambam, on Easy Brahmitzvah, he says that the Chiyuv of Aveiros, the Chiyuv of Aveiros is, the Chiyuv of Aveiros is included in Lo Yitam. And the Yod Hadoko, he says that Aveiros is in the Raise because of the Posi, or how the Chatos Aleim, Ayita Ben Amishet. That's why Gabi Kochi. The answer is, the Chiyuv of Aveiros is included in Lo Yitam, as covered to the Nifta. But, what is mechuyev to be misaber as long as he has a shemobu in the Raise? How long does he have a shemobu in the Raise? Only the first day. How do we know that a novel has a shemobu in the Raise, shemeinu, shemobu in the Raise, the first day? Or how does Chatos Hayom, Magid Adin HaMishem, that the Aloche, the Nenem, is also Mikotchi, and the Chiv Abilis is also told in the shemeinu, shemobu. So, some mele, the Rabbi Yeruchem, and Rabbi Yeruchem mentioned the Shite of the Reed Gates. In other words, so the Ritz Geyer says that he agrees with Rashi that in the case of Pitei Ofuk, the Tifrei Tovuk, the Yeni Mozuk, who may some shall host the Yimma shall call us, so without the Bilas Mitzvah, so then he will not acquire Shem Chosin, because he will not be Mechuyev Simcha, because in order to have Shem Chosin, he must be Mechuyev Simcha. And in order, so in Mele, in that case, where the chukah takes place after the bereavement, so at the time of the chukah, you already had a shemobu. And even though before the kvure, there is no new mabir, there is no new mabir, because there is a ptur from being made abilis until the kvure. But as far as the shemobu of the government is concerned, so even before the Kvure, he had a Shemobu. So Mele, if he had a Shemobu, and as I said last year, that Midrash said that essentially, the Chiyuv of Aveiros is the Chiyuv of Aveiros. He has to be in Sabbath delivery. But it's a halacha that the Aveiros delivery has to have certain external manifestations. What are the external manifestations of the Aveiros delivery? Certain restraints. He has to restrain from the chitzet, from sikhet, from the Yosef Sandal. So these restraints of Aveiros, these nihugim of Aveiros, are required, are obligatory upon him as external manifestations of a chitzal bodies of Aveiros that he has to realize with it. But he cannot realize Aveiros doing it and start dancing. So in many ways, it must manifest itself externally, through certain Nihugim of Aveiros. But essentially, the Chiyuv of Aveiros is the Chiyuv of Aveiros Geribe. It's a Chiyuv of Aveiros. The same thing is true of Simchas Chag. It's a Machta B'Chagecho, essentially, is a Chiyuv of Aveiros. The Chiyuv of Rambam, Chai Odom Nii Sameach, the Tivayim, Bichol Shira Sineacha. But in Simcha L'Bosar, in Simcha L'Yayim, that's external manifestations of the essential Simcha that is great. So Mele, in the case of Heichin Kol Tzorech Uposim, Shorof of Pitei, Tovach Tifrei, Mozak Yenei, and then in his own Shoposim, so true, the Chupet takes place before the Kure, he is not Mechuyev in the external manifestations of Aveiros, but the Gavre has a Shemot. in the gathering in Huyen is Sabbath, there is no doubt that the learning before Kvore is Mechuye in Sabbath Ribe. So the Mele, if he is Mechuye in Abelis Bilev, so then he cannot become Mechuye in Simcha Bilev. Is it Abel Sasper? He is already Mechuye in Abelis Bilev. How can he become Mechuye in, how can he acquire Shem Hosu? But if so the Mitzvah says, if his Baal Bilas Mitzvah, so in other words, I mentioned that in connection with Tesis, I said, Tesis is not like Rashi, but Tesis is made that he has to be Baal Bilas Mitzvah, because the Bilas Mitzvah, after the Chuppah, is an integral part of the Mitzvah of Sameachim Shivas Yom. If he's not Baal Bilas Mitzvah, so in so far as the Mitzvah of Sameachim or Shivas Yomim is concerned. So the Mele, this guy says, in the case, of Hichri Kol Tzorcha Chuposei, and then he suffered the bereavement, so before the Chuppah he acquired Ishem Odo, so he became the Chuyeh in Abim Shemuel. So then, if he holds the Chuppah, so until the last Mitzvah, he cannot acquire Ishem Odo. Because in order to acquire Shem Chosin, he must be Mechuyeh B'Simcha. How can he be Mechuyeh B'Simcha when he is already, at the time of the Chuppah, he has a Shem Odo? So that's it out of the Sasra. So that does not, so the Chiyuv Simcha is not hard. Masha'in Kein, if he is Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah, if he is Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah, so if he is Be'od Yuvas now in 7 cases, that the reason is why he's Mechuyeh to be Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah. Because if he will not be Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah, so then there will be diminution in the Mitzvah of being Shameach Imo. So, because of that, Chachamim said, if he's Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah, so then he will be able, so then he'll be Mechuyeh to be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Shameach Imo, Shira Shameach Mishneh. And not in the spot. If he's, as long as he's not Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah, so then he's not Mechuyeh in so far as the chiyuv of Sameach Imo Shivas Yomim is concerned, so we see that can be postponed. Suppose someone is lazy Shkei Moshe, so the Rambam says he has to be Sameach Shivas Yomim Mishneh with each one separate. So, but in the second Kaleh, he was not Sameach Shivas Yomim in the first 7 days, so that's no equal. Because that can be postponed. So Mele, but the moment he's Be'od Yuvas Mitzvah, then he cannot postpone. So Mele he becomes Mechuyeh in the Chiyuv of Simcha. Masha'in Kein, in the case where he suffered the bereavement after the Chuppah, even before the Yuvas Mitzvah. So it was not a novel. Since he was not a novel, so the Chiyuv of Simcha was Chal the Chuppah. And once the Chiyuv of Simcha was Chal the Chuppah, so then when he's Kein Aves Meisei, so the Chiyuv of Aves cannot be Chal on him, because it's like Kein Aves Meisei, right? That's the first thing. Then he says, Avol Rosh Chodesh, the Heira was the Aloch of the Meisei, she yinik Aves Chila, do it Cholol of Simcha Yad she yivin, me'acha she yod v'shal Mes, el Shof Heira. So the Rosh is Chilik under this guy. And the Rosh says, in that case, so he has to observe Shivas in the Aveiros, and then observe Shivas in the Mishneh. So what's the sheet of the Rosh? He says, Shivina Aveiros Chilo, the Rehobel of Simcha, Achimide, Me'acha Sheinu Obif Shalmes, El Shofi. So the Rosh is Chilik under his guise. In other words, in the case where someone became a novel after the Chuppah, and before the Bilas Mitzvah, so that this guy says that he is made Shiras in Rabbeles, and then he is made Shiras in Amishke. And he cannot be made Shiras in Amishke. He cannot be made Shivas in Amishke first, because in view of the fact that he became an Ob, in view of the fact that he became a Chosn, before the bereavement, so the man he became a Chuyer in Simcha. So then, when he's Kever as Meisei, it's like Kever as Meisei Rega. And the sheet of the Ritz Gates seems to be Mistaba. Still, still the Rosh is Chelik. The Rosh is Chelik. And the Achelim, they pass like Rosh. So they say, so the Rosh is Chelik, and he says that he has to observe Shiva Sinia Abilis first, and then Shiva Sinia Mishnah. But the question is, the Svore of the Ritz Geis, the Rabbi of the Kenyan, seems to be very sound. In other words, in the case where the time of the Chuppah is not chopped the bereavement yet. So in many ways, he became the Chuppah Simcha. So once he becomes the Chuppah Simcha, and then he suffers the bereavement, it's like Kedah Mitzvah Regel. Kedah Mitzvah Regel, he doesn't start Averis and Chalameyeh, but he starts Averis and Toyote. So why should this be different? So we have to say that unless we say the sheet of the Rosh is that generally the Chiyuv of Simcha doesn't arise until after the Rosh. So then, if we are going to say that this is the sheet of the Rosh and we pass it like Rosh, so then the Psak should be that in every time that the Kali is pierced on Nina before the Chuppah, that we should be able to say Shemokroches. And I mean, no one ever passed it like that. So we have to say that in an ordinary case, the Chiyuv Simcha arises even before the Rosh. So then the question arises, why is the Rosh Chelik and these guys in Arab Adon Bakayan, and why does the Rosh say that if somebody suffered a bereavement, before the Duas Mitzvah left it in Suri, so the Rosh says that he has to observe Shiva Sini Aviles. He has to observe Shiva Sini Aviles first. He says why? Because the bereavement he suffered before the Duas Mitzvah. In other words, but suppose after the Duas Mitzvah he would suffer the bereavement, then the Rosh is also made it, that he's made Shiva Sini Aviles, and then Shiva Sini Aviles. But if he suffered the bereavement after the Chuppah, but before the Duas Mitzvah, so the Rosh says, in that case, he has to observe Shiva Sini Aviles first, and then Shiva Sini Aviles. Why? Because since there was no Duas Mitzvah, he doesn't have a Shem Chosin. Why doesn't he have a Shem Chosin? But he acquired a Shem Chosin before the Aviles was hard. So what's the pshat? So we have to say, unless the one way of explaining the Rosh is that the Rosh is in generally the Chiyuv Simcha is not chal until after the Duas Mitzvah. So then the Rosh is finished, that every time the Kawi is pierced a needle before the Chuppah. So the Chosin does not have Shem Chosin, and we cannot have Shem Brachas. I mean, Leo and Shemanu Dov HaKazeh. I mean, everybody accepts it as the Dov HaKoshin. That even though there is no Duas Mitzvah, so still the Chosin has Shem Chosin. So obviously the Shite of the Rosh is that in the regular case, in the moment one is lazy and sure he acquires the Shem Chosin and he becomes Mechuyav Simcha even before the Duas Mitzvah. And that's the reason why in every case for the Kali is Pirsa Nido before the Chuppah or immediately after the Chuppah, so we still have Shem Chosin. The Chuyav Simcha is hard. But in the case of Keva Meisim Regel, so that means he is Mechuyav Bisimcha Nidereis. And then he is Keva Meisim. So there is a Chuyav of Aviles. There is a Chuyav of Aviles. And true that Aviles in Rishon is the Reis. So it's also the Chalisim. But the Chiyuv of Simchas HaChag is the Chalisim. The Chiyuv of Simchas HaRegel is the Chalisim. And he already became Yehuyev. He already became Yehuyev in Simcha. He's came to the Simcha HaRegel. He's came to the Simcha HaLamed. So he already became Yehuyev in the Chiyuv of Simcha with the Chalisim. Now, in order to be Yehuyev in Averes, he has to become Yehuyev in Averes. And there is a Sirah between the Chiyuv of Aviles and the Chiyuv of Simcha, because both mitzvahs are essentially Chiyuv Aviles. and the Yehudim of Averes is essentially a Chilus of Averes, and the Yehudim of Averes are only required as external manifestations, and Simcha, the same thing is true of Simcha Biyonte. Essentially, the Mitzvah Smachim Chagecho is a Chilus of Averes, so may I be made, but it must have some external manifestations. In Simcha Lubosa, in Simcha Biyayim, and so on. So, since both Chilus, both Chilubim are essentially Chilus of Averes, and he already became higher than the Chilus of Averes of Simcha Sakar, that excludes a fulfillment of the Chilus of Averes of Averes direct. I mean, one is saved the other, one is negated the other. If he is Nehuye to be overwhelmed with joy, how can he become overwhelmed with sadness and grief? So one is saved the other. So that's why we say, Kedar is facing the regal, inasmuch as he became Nehuye already in the Chiyuv Alvoreis, in the Chiyuv Alvoreis of Simche, so the Chiyuv Alvoreis of Averes cannot take effect, because both are the Chiyuv. So the Chilus Alvoreis of Averes is the Reis, even though it seems that the Rosh agrees with the Sheet of the Rim, that even Averes in Rishon, even Averes in Rishon is in the Rabbanon, even Averes in Rishon is on the Rabbanon, but I think that insofar as the Chilus Alvoreis is concerned, so the Rosh and the Ri agree with the Rambam. Just as the Rambam says that there is a Chiyuv the Raisa in Rishi, when he has a Shemobim the Raisa, Shemeim the Novo, the Gabikotchi, the Gabimaisa Shemi, Tmin Raisa, so there is a Chilus Alvoreis of being overwhelmed with grief, of being Misabel the Ribe, with Raisa in Rishi, so the Rosh and the Ri agree with Jesus. The only machleket between the Rif and the Rambam on one hand and the Rif and the Rosh on the other hand is in regard to the external manifestations. You see, that everybody agrees that insofar as the Chilus Alvoreis, so far Averes is concerned, so it's with the Reis in relation. There is no doubt that according to the Rif and the Rosh too, if somebody, let's say, under the vision of the Averes will start dancing, or he'll participate in a concert, and they'll play in an opera, so we certainly have an Avera Reise. There is no doubt. But, so the Chiyuv of the Alvoreis of Averes, Yerushim, according to the Ri and the Rosh, also is with Reise. But according to the Ri and the Rambam, not only is the Chiyuv Alvoreis itself with Reise Yerushim, but even the external manifestation, the Yehudim of the flame from the Chitzeh, from Sikhe, from the Sassando, they are also in the Reise. According to the Ri and the Rosh, it's not in the Reise. But insofar as the Averes Bilev is concerned, even according to the Rosh is in the Reise. So in Leile, the Rosh says, in the case where the Chos, after the Chuppah, before Bilas Mitzvah, so became noble. So then he has to observe Shiva Sinyadeus first, and then observe Shiva Sinyamishke. Now, the case of Daki, and they say, even Shiva is from the argument. But at the time of the Chuppah, before the Berith, so he already became Chuyim Simche, in the Chilus Alvoreis of Simche, so he became a Chosin even before the Mitzvah. So how can the Kvura later on be Matkia the Chilus of Simche? So it should be analogous to the case of King Amazim Regel. The Rosh says there is a difference in the case of King Amazim Regel. So the Chiyuv, the Chiyuv of Simche that takes place first is the Chiyuv in the Reis. And the Chiyuv of Averes that takes place later on is also a Chiyuv in the Reis. So in Melech, the Chiyuv of Averes cannot be Matkia, the Chiyuv of Simche in the Reis is already held. That's true regarding King Amis in the Regal, where the Chiyuv of Simcha is in the Reis, is in the Reis. Mashim, King Gabichosin. Gabichosin is only the Ramah, is the only Rishon who says, the Ramah, the Rosh himself mentions that Ramah Shite, and the Rosh is Chilik on the Ramah. The Ramash believes that Chosni and Rishmi Simcha is also the Raisa. Because of the Pesach in Shir HaShirim, Yim Chasunosei and Yim Simchasim Beit. But the Rosh is Masik on the Ramah. All the Rishayim are Hirik on the Ramah. So by Chosni, the Chiyuv Simcha, even the Rishin of Chosni, is only the Rabbono. Masheim ki the Chiyuv of Adair Simcha, she is in the Raisa. As far, even according to the Rishin of the Rosh, the Rishin of the Rosh only say that the external manifestations of Adair, the Yehudim of Adair, of refraining from the Chiyuv Simcha, the Sassandro, the Habeir, those things are not applicable in the Raisa. Only in the Rabbonah. But insofar as the things of what is about it is concerned, so of course it's in the Raisa. According to the Rosh and the V, too. So the Mele, even though at the time of the Chute, he was not in Obelik. So he became the Chute. With the Rabbonah, in the Chiyuv of Simcha, but only in the Rabbonah, not in the Raisa. Then he suffers a punishment, and he escaped of the Mele. And he escaped of the Mele. So the Mele, there is a chiyuv of Adilus derived in Raise. So even though the chiyuv of Simcha was already held before, but that's only in the Rabbonon, Mashiach in the chiyuv salvovins of Adilus is in Raise. So the chiyuv salvovins of Adilus is in Raise is Makia, the chiyuv Simcha in the Rabbonon that was already held. But, so the question arises, so why does he say that? But if it would be Obisham Chosni would die, so then the Rosh would be made, because then there would be a heter to be bailed to a smith. So, what the Rosh means, Moshech, of what significance will be the fact that he would be bailed to a smith there, but since the Chiyuv of Adair Zilev is with Raisa, and the Chiyuv of Simcha, and Chosni is only the Rabbanon, so even if he's there to us mitzvah, how will it be makia? So how will it be makia the chiyuv of Adilus? So apparently the shite of the Rosh is just as we, in other words, there are two mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah that the chosin has to be selected, and then there is another mitzvah in context of the chosin to be sobeyach in the tower. And the commentators, we said that the Bilas Mitzvah is required as an integral part of the Chiyuv of being Sameachim. But insofar as the Mitzvah of being Sameachim, the power of Shivas Yamin is concerned, so that can be postponed. We see that from the Pesach of the Rambam, that if one is Nesi Shkei Noshe Yezachot, so he observes Sheva Brochas the first 7 days, but he has to be Sameach with each color separate 7 days. So the second Kale, he observes it in Amishke, not the first 7 days. So it can be postponed as long as there was no Bilas Mitzvah. But the moment there is Bilas Mitzvah, then you cannot postpone the Shilas in Amishke. So the Mele, if it would be made, Obishal Chosin, and from the Rosh it appears that in the case of Obishal Chosin being made, even though he's made after the Chuteh, but still the time of the irretrievable loss, this man has all a fight, because Sudehs were prepared not only for this issue, but for all the Sudehs of the Shilas in Amishka. So the Mele, if Obishal Chosin would die, so then, because of the irretrievable loss, so then, Chachonim are mati of the Bilas Mitzvah, and once the Bilas Mitzvah takes place, he cannot postpone the chiyuv of being Sameach. The chiyuv of being Sameach with the Kalev. That he cannot postpone. And that chiyuv, you see, the chiyuv of Simcha that is incumbent upon the Chosin that he himself should be Sameach. And even if he's arrested, so he's still required to be overwhelmed with Simcha. That is only Rabbah, except according to the Ramah, Yim Chasunosei Yim Simchasimei. So he says that the first day is in the Isaac, but all other Shem Achei, but the Chiyu that is incumbent upon the Chosin to be Sameach in the Kalev, that is in the Isaac. So the Mele, if he is the Yodhiras Mitzvah, so then he cannot postpone the fulfillment of being Sameach, Imo Shiva Siomi, for later on, so then he must celebrate the Shivas in the Amishke together with the Kale, immediately. So in such a case, so if it will be Meis Obishal Chosin, even the official Chosin will die after the Chuppah. But the same time of irretrievable loss applies because the father is the one who prepares the suitors for all the Shivas in Amishke, and if it will be. So you'll be allowed to be veiled in a mitzvah. The moment he's veiled in a mitzvah, he cannot postpone the Shivas in Amishke. So the field of being Shameach in the Kale, Shivas Yomim, will be Matkiah, the field of Aveles. So Melele, he has to observe Shivas in Amishke first, and then Shivas in Aveles. Mashiach came in the case where it wasn't official for one of the other training. So the Melele, there is no heter for Beyond Yuas Mitzvah, if there is no heter for Beyond Yuas Mitzvah. So the Melele, in that case, so there is, if it's not Beyond Yuas Mitzvah, so insofar as there's the view of being Sameach in the Kallel, Shivas Yomim is concerned, so that can be postponed. That can be postponed, as long as it wasn't Beyond Yuas Mitzvah. So that can be postponed. So Mele, in regard to the chiyuv of Simcha that is incumbent upon the Chosin himself, that he himself should be shown the Simcha. So that chiyuv of Simcha, even though it arose, it was hard before the chiyuv of Aveles, but that chiyuv is only a chiyuv in Rabbon. Whereas the chiyuv of Aveles is in Raise. So when he suffers a burden and he's gayer, as they say, so then the chiyuv of Aveles, the Chiyuv of Avodas of Aveles is Matkia, the Chiyuv of Simcha that was already hard, because that Chiyuv of Simcha is only in Rabbanon, and the Chiyuv of Aveles, the Lev, is in Aise, so he has to observe Shivas in the Aveles first, and then Shivas in Aveles. Just one second. Then the Shach says that the whole distinction between Mei Zobi, Shochosin, and Nimishol Kale, and Shochayim, so was only this one Admor. But today, there is no difference between one Kohen and another Kohen, even one Mishal Chosin, because even one Mishal Chosin is the one who dies, because today there are other relatives who are ready to be mitapir. So the Mele, today, Bizman Azeh, so this halacha that is mentioned in the Gemara as being peculiar to the case of Mishal Chosin and Mishal Kalo, so today it doesn't apply. So the Mele, today, so the Shach says, if, let's say, the Chosin or the Kallel suffers a bereavement before the Beras Mitzvah, after the Nisuyin, so then he has to observe Shivas Yimei Aveles first, and then Shivas in Aveles. Yes,
please. According to the explanation that was given in the Rosh, yes. Then why would it be if on Chol HaMoed, there is a stira between the Chovos HaBavos of Simcha and the Chovos HaBavos of Avelos, why is Tashvish HaMeja Asher during Chol HaMoed for the Avel, for the person who's going to become the Avel after Yantin? If there's no Chovos HaBavos of Avelos, then there should be no external manifestations of the new
commitment. No, because Boris Shevitzino is made.
But if he doesn't have the Chovos HaVavos of Avelos, so why should he even have any external manifestations? Once the Chovos HaVavos falls off, and even Boris Shevitzino is just...
Well, first of all, the Shittes HaRambam is... The Shittes
HaRambam I'm asking
is,
the Rosh.
Yeah, I mean, the other Shittes is saying that the Regal Mamish...
Well, but...
So, once again, so Boris Shevitzino is made, so that's because of the special Yisrael Rabbam. Especially for the Rabbanon, that the Anchalameh, even though there was no need of Avelos, so, but still, Moshe Mitzvah is made.
And that's special to the Rabbanon, that's not, so it can't be based on the Avelos, because Avelos doesn't exist, Midoraisa.
That's right.
Okay.
It's not based upon the Avelos Shevelet.
Okay.
It's and not the, based upon the Avelos Shevelet.
The other question I had is, Rosh Hashanah has mentioned many times that as to when does the Nisuan become culminated? Is it at the Chuppah, is it Yichud, or is it bringing the Kallel to his house? Can we use that to explain the Rosh that it's called mine, there hasn't been Bilas Mitzvah?
No, no, here we are talking of the case where the Chuppah took place already.
But it's not, but it isn't.
Whether the Chuppah consists of the Kallel, or the Chuppah that consists of pulling down the veil upon the Kallel, or the Chuppah consists of Yichud, or the Chuppah consists of bringing it to his house, the Taz has reference to the case where the chuppah took place already, whatever chuppah there is, but the Beras Mitzvah didn't take place. that way, if Chutanim is bringing him to his house, so that means he already brought him to the house too. But he suffered a bereavement after he brought the cow to the house. That's the case. We're not discussing what Chutanim is, because we're discussing the case where the Chutanim took place. Yes. No, the Rambam Shite, the Rambam Shite means that chuppah can is both things together. The chuppah means, some Hashem say chuppah means just yichud. And according to the Rambam, so chuppah means yichud, and also he was matrisher, as he brought on his service, both things together. Both. All right, we'll leave you.
They're meeting me here. According to what we said, by August, May, August, Shalchasa, then you've got the Chachamim were mad at the deal of Smith, so they would, then were put it into a category where it puts off the right one. Did we say that when they come to Chassan, that the common matter of Eli Smith, we're talking about Shiva Sarasha, they matter with Eli Smith, so therefore the Simcha of the Chassan Tzar, it makes it like Renville, and therefore the Abel is put there. Where is it? Like, God, forget. Not taking into account the Shas.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
I'm mentioning it. It's important. You see, there is, first I say, there is a machlokes, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Jesus, see an hour more. A call for Rashi, so the day of last week is a necessary means towards the chiyuv of simcha of the chassid. In other words, without the last week's day, so the shiva in the mishnah wouldn't be stuck.
And so what's the answer to Kirsten here on that?
Sorry. I asked that question.
Yeah.
Then I said, but this is she would not. Even if you will not be, according to Rashi, in our case, of how your pity offers.
Thank you.
Shir Chof Hei Ksuvos, Chof Gimel Cheshvan Hei Tov Shem Mem Beis, November 20th, 1981, on Friday.
And then, unexpectedly, two visitors came in. Bye-bye. We first go over the Gemara up to Omama at the end of Amudbeis, Dabdalat Amudbeis. Now we left off by the Gemara of Omama. Who do you say? Bin Anoshi, Bin Shiva, Bin Anoshi. Yes.
No,
I want to go over the Gemara because it's all connected. Omama. Who Yoshi min Anoshi bin Yishele bin Anoshi? Misayo in Rabbi Yechel. Gomer Rabbi Yechel en Achal Kishe Omru in Abimus Bimei Abu Dvokim Shal Tzina Meik. So the Pashtus Aloshi of this Gemara indicates that the Regel, there is no Abimus, Akiver is Nisi the Regel, so there is no Abimus, but Abimus Bitzina is Meik. And that's the Shita of Moshe Hashem. However, the Shita Sarambam is that there is a basic distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, Shabbos, so Avilus B'Faresi is not Neig, but Avilus B'Tzinei is Neig on Shabbos. Is Neig on Shabbos. Masha'in Kei, Regel, so even Avilus B'Tzinei is not Neig. Hakever is Meisit Regel, so the Rambam says that he is Muta B'Tash B'Shamitom, the Regel. Tash B'Shamitom. How about the Gemore in Broches, the Machlekes, Tanekame, and that I'll discuss later. Alright, so the Kashi is against the Rambam from this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, Messiah Rabbi Yechanan, Doma Rabbi Yechanan, Apal Pishon, who in Abel is Mimei, Abel Vorim Shal Tzina Meir. Now, but the Rambam does pass this aloha that is mentioned, that Kohen is an Ayomi. So, even in the Shiva Sinei Amish, needless to mention, in the Shiva Sinei Aveles, the 14 days, he is also Mitash Meshavim. Then the Rambam does pass. So the question is, Monavshah, if the Rambam Shit is that Regal is Muta Mitash Meshavito, that Regal is Muta Mitash Meshavito, so then, why is it Osea? Why is the Chosu? Osa B'tash Mishamito, Kolis and Ayomi? The whole Yiches of the Chosu is that it has a Din of Regal. That's Regal Shalem. That's Regal Shalem. So here, the Gemara says, that is Osa B'tash Mishamito, even the Shiva Sime Amishte. But if Shiva Sime Amishte is Muta B'tash Mishamito, why should be? Why should it be Osea Vitashi Shabito in the Kolisa Yomi in the first 7 days when he celebrates the Shiva Sinai Mishle? Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah Rambam. Now, the Rambam in the Yudalek in Chesobu, Halochezal, Shiva Sime Achasimus, Harein Jerega, Umi Shemeso Imes Viseich Ime Amishte. Now, this vice discusses the case where he suffered a bereavement before the wedding. But suppose in the midst of the Shiva Sime Amishte, he suffered a bereavement, Umisha makes a maze, Bisechi me amishte. After all, only the email is Mashli, Shiva Sime Asimche, Barakach, Meik Shiva Sime Abeles. Now, we cannot mention this Rambam as a raya, how he shite is in connection with the machlekes between the Bitzro guys, Rav Rotovit Akein on one hand, and the Rosh on the other. Because the machloket between Rabbi Yitzchok Galitz and Rabbi Dov Nachum and the Rosh on the other is in regard to the case where the chosn suffered the bereavement after the chuppah, but before the Bras Mitzvah. Maybe here the Rambam. So there, the Ritz Galitz and Rabbi Dov Nachum say that he has to observe Shidas Yeramish the first, and then Shidas Yeramish, and the Rosh says, the Rabbi Yeruchan mentioned in Nibud HaRosh that he has to observe Shilas in Aviles first and then Shilas in HaMishneh. But suppose the Chosn suffers a bereavement after the Bras Mitzvah, then everybody agrees that he has to finish observing the Shilas in HaMishneh and then he has to start observing the Shilas in Aviles. So mainly we cannot mention this Rambam as a riot. How he agrees that he agrees with the Shittim of Yitzchok Galitz, because maybe the Rambam has reference to the case Mishem Yisrael Mes Yisrech Yimei Amishte La'achat Ulas Mitzvah. It's true, he doesn't say La'achat Ulas Mitzvah, so the Pashtas Awashni is it doesn't matter when, but Hechach there is no from the Rambam. So in this case everybody agrees, even the Rosh also agrees that if somebody will suffer a bereavement after the Chuppah and after the Ulas Mitzvah in the midst of the Shilas in HaMishneh, so first he finishes, he completes the Shilas in HaMishneh, and then he observes Aviles. So this is what the Rambam says. Shivas in Yachasene Sarein Kerega, Umi Shemei Soimes Kisech in HaMishneh, Afi Odi Vimei, Mashrim Shivas in Yasimche, Vahakach Nei Shivas in Yaviles. Umi Me Hashreishim, Me Acha Yubi Yasimche. Min Hashreishim Achim Asimche. Now, that's something else, something we'll soon discuss the other question. There is a machlokes b'shem. Now, in respect to regel, so now regel there is no avilus of shem. But so if somebody is keder as basic regel, as in chalmei pesach, chalmei tzukis. So then he starts the shem after yomte. But the days of the regel are anyway in the mean of shleish. In the mean of shleish. How is it here? Now here we say. He observed Shiva Sine Amishte, and then he starts observing Shiva Sine Abeles. So, in regard to Shleishi, what's the halacha? Does he have to start the Shleishi after the completion of the Shiva Sine Amishte? In other words, 30 days of Abeles as of the day after the Shiva Sine Amishte, or just as we say, Ligabi Regal Mamish. The Shiva Sinai Aregel are included in the Shleishim. So, here too, the Shiva Sinai Amish are also included in the Shleishim. So at that point, there is a Machlekes Veshem. The Rambam and the Rosh, they say that here, it's distinguished from Regel Mamish. By regal mamish, so in regard to shleishim, so he may regal areila in the beginning of shleishim. Mashein came here; he has to start counting 30 days after the completion of shleishim mamishte. The Raimet says is the same thing as regal. So he says here, ve'acha kach leik shleishim abeles umeine ashleishim mi'acha yimei asimche. So, but the shiva shleishim mamishte are not included in the count of the shleishim. Omer Avrom. So the Rambam's opinion is that it's analogous to regular mamish. We'll soon discuss that machlokes. But here in Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam mentions the case where the chosn became an ovo in the midst of the shiva sinei amishte, so then he says he has to finish the shiva sinei amishte, and then he starts counting the shiva sinei aviles. Here in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam doesn't say that even in the balance of the Shiva Sina Mishte, so he's also Mitash Meshavitam. He doesn't say it. And we can understand very well why the Rambam doesn't say it. Because the Rambam Shiti is Kingdom Mitzvah Baregel, also the same thing that is with Mitash Meshavitam. So Baregel, there is no Dvorim Shevitzinam. It's Dvorim Shevitzinam. Now, let's see, but where does the Rambam mention that he is also Mitash Meshavito? That's in regard to the chosn of this brayse, where he suffered the bereavement before the wedding. So there the Rambam mentions the Gemara, I mean, that he must pass, because the Gemara says explicitly, I mean, the price says, so that who Yoshe bin Anoshi, the Yishen of Yanoshi. Now, Allah has, so he said as follows, Heichin Kotzor Heasu, the offer pite in the Tobach Tifrek in Shinich Misul Simcho, who makes remains Kidim Shinich Misul Simcho, in the Nos Maima Gabi Boso, Mechera Boso, Bapas, we made Shiras in the Avelis, Barakah made Shiras in the Amish, we Nos Maima Gabi Boso, Shari Yepshal in Meche, Mahnis is a mess, the head there, the Sakos, the Sakal, the Hoop, who pay your Gilas Meats, the parents, we know ye. ונויק שיבס ימי המשתה ואחר כך נויק שיבס שיבס ימי הווירץ ימי הווירץ. So now there is something else I want to point out, that there is an afternoon between the Rambam and Rashi. The Gemara says here ודווקא אוביב של חוסן או אימו של קלו דילקי איניש ניטורף בו אבל יפחלי. So Rashi explains, ודווקא אוביב של חוסן או אימו של קלו, אוביב של חוסן is of significance because the father of the חוסן is the one who prepared the מחולי, and אימו של קלו is significant because of the הכונה of the תחשיק, the הכונה of תחשיק, the הכונה of תחשיק. So the Mele, according to Rashi, it would follow that when Matthizde says, Lo ishon lo shenosa mayim al gabi boso, aber lo ishon mayim al gabi boso is mizdabe. So mizdabe, that's only in regard to the case of Meis Obib Shal Chos, where the Hefzed is on the basis of the Macholi, that the Obib Shal Chos is the only one who prepares and who can prepare. So there is irretrievable loss, but in respect to the case of Meis or Yimah Shal Kalo, so that's because of the Tachshiti. So what difference does it make whether Nosamayim or Gavim Boso or not Nosamayim or Boso? After all, the Kalo is not going to wear on top of her dress a Chtichas Boso. So there, in connection with Meis, with the case of Meis or Yimah Shal Kalo, so it doesn't make any difference. But the Rambam mentions Nosamayim Voishon or Nosamayim or Gabi Boso, even in regard to the case where they say Moshakawa. So obviously it's pointed out by the portion that the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't say that the Moshakawa is because of Tachonis Tachshitim. Rashi says that, but according to the Rambam, even though Al-Kidin, who is Mechuyev to assume all the expenses of the Sude of the Chassidim. This is the Abiyachos, the Chos, that means the Abiyachos. So the Chos now can be Mechuyev. But actually, so the matter of the Kale is as involved and preoccupied with the Honor of the Macholim as the father of the Chos. It's true, the father of the Chos will give all the money. But it's not just a question of giving money. Work has to be done. So not only, I mean, it's very reasonable, the Rambam's shot. So it's very reasonable that just as the father of the Chosin's existence is indispensable for the preparation of all the foods, so the existence of the mother of the Kala is also indispensable for the preparation of all the foods. So that's why the Rambam mentions Maimal David Boso, Lushan's was Maimal David Boso, not only in respect to the case of Meiso Bishal Hosn, but also in respect to the case of Meiso Imo Shokal. Meiso Shokal. On the contrary, Rashi's shout is a little strange, and it's not difficult. Why does Rashi say that the Imo Shokal is indispensable because of Tachshitim? Why Tachshitim? And how about the preparation of the food? So apparently, Rashi holds, since Al-Pedin, the Chosn is the one who has to spend all the money. So he is the one who will do everything. He spends the money, so he'll do everything. Anyway, that's why the Rambam mentions, Vinosa Mayim Agabiboso. So even in the case of Meiso Imo Shal Kalo, so in Meiche Raboso Vapas, Vinei Chilas Ibe Abeles, ואחר כך נהיה כשיבסים המשתה. ואם לא סמיים על גבי בוסו, שערי אפשר למייחי, מכניסים את המס לחדר וסחוסים את הקלו לחופו ובויו ביועסמיצו ופרס ונאי קשילס ימי המשתה ועקח נאי קשילס ימי הברס וכל ראיסון היום נאי בדבורים שביצים את ישבס. So it is interesting. In Aloche Zayin, where the chosm in the midst of the Shiva Sina Mishte became a novel, so there he doesn't say that he is Neik Dvorin Shevitzine Kishavas. But only in Aloche Ches, where he discusses the case, where the chosm suffered, where he suffered the bereavement before he became a chosm. So, but there is a special heter, Machis is a mes lecheter, so there is a roche of Nei Dvorim Shebitzine. But in the case where the chosn suffered the bereavement after you acquire the Shem Chosn, so then he is not chayev to be Nei Dvorim Shebitzine. So Mevele, Reviho, Hu Yoshin Din Anoshin, V'Yishtein, Bein, Hanoshim kidei shalu nishamei shmitosim. And then he says, "Nimei tachshin lakalo kishoshin yehi." So, anyway, so with that we can understand the Shiva's Rambam. So it's not that chosn is distinguishable from real regel. Chosn and regel is the same thing because chosn is regel related. Shiva sina amishte vis-a-vis chosn. That's the regel. That's his regel. Just like Yom Tov is the regal of Kol Yisrael, so the Shiva Sinei Mishte is the regal of the Chosn, the regal of the Chosn. And the Mele, so just as the regal of Kol Yisrael, there is no Aviles, so in the regal of the Chosn, if he became a noble, after he already had Shem Chosn, so the Mele, he is not Neig, so he is not. So he's not Neik at all, Avelis, not even Dvorim Shebitzino. But when is he Neik Dvorim Shebitzino? In the case where he suffered the bereavement before the wedding. So he acquired the Shemovo, since he acquired the Shemovo. But there is a special heter for him to celebrate the Shiva Sinei Amishte, Shiva Sinei Amishte. Because of that, the Chachomim were not mattering in Dvorim Shebitzin, in the Avelis Shebitzin. Now, the reason is very simple. The reason is very simple because in the case of Kedah, Meisi the regal, so in the case of Kedah Meisi the regal, in view of the fact that he became a noble, he acquired the Shemein and the Shemov, he acquired in the regal, in the midst of the regal, so the Mele, he doesn't acquire the Shemein and the Shemov. Shemein and the Shemov is a Chalushem in the Gav. Now what he is, Now, we saw that according to the Vilna the Rambam, so Avilas in Rishon of Yunisa and Tvure is the Raisa. But only Avilas in Rishon of Yunisa and Tvure. But suppose the Tvure takes place on the second day of the Nisa, so then it's not the Raisa. So we see that the Mechayim of Avelis is a Mise, not the Kvore, as I mentioned last time. But there is a Ptur, he is exempt from observing the Nehudim of Avelis until the Kvore. But the Mechayim of Avelis is the Mise. And the Horaye, if it's Mishyah Shem Kovre, even though the Mes is unburied, so he's Mechayim of Avelis. About close to 15 years ago, so in New York there was a strike for about 6 weeks. There was a strike of the grave diggers, and then, I mean, what could happen in the United States is unbelievable. So for 6 weeks, Mason were not buried, and if somebody tried to bury, so then he had to risk his life, because the cases was somebody tried to dig a cave, and then some gangsters came and they killed those who dug the cave. So for 6 weeks, so all the Macy were placed in certain types of vaults. I mean, it was a terrible situation. And then the Shaila arose, and this Shaila arose, all those Avelim, should they observe Avelis or not, because they are hoping against hope that any day, so the strife would cease. But it continued for six weeks. So at that time, I mean, so some Rabbonim passed one way, some Rabbonim passed the other way, but the number of Rabbonim passed that they had to observe Avelis. Why? Because they were not, temporarily, they were not preoccupied with the burial, because they couldn't have any burial. They couldn't have any burial. And as a matter of fact, my mother Zechayel Rocha was nifter in those days, during the days of the strike, and it wasn't simple to get a permit to be sure that the Babi Shachar Kadisha dug the cave. But we had to make sure that they will not be attacked. So we had to exert a lot of pressure upon the government, that, and we had police protection. So the Kfura of my mother's Chayil Brocha took place at that time without any danger to anybody's life. So many Rabbonim passed that they had to observe Avelis, even though the Kfura did not take place as yet, and everybody knew that the strike would end. The Kfura would take place. Why? I think, I mean, that was the right psak, even though some Rabbonim passed that there should be no Avelis. Why? Because the Mechayim of Avelis is the missing. But until the Kfura, there is a Ptur. So the Mele, the Rambam says, that the Rambam believes, say, that Avelis Yon Rishen Yemise Uptur is the Raisin. Is the Raisin. Because, why? Because Achal Tehachos Ayei Hayita Rehadish. Now, that's a Aloche in Kochi. And that Aloche is only the first day. So, what is it to do with Avelis? The answer is, the Rambam, as I mentioned last time, the Rambam includes the mitzvah of Avelis with Raise in the mitzvah of Woyitame. What is it to do with Woyitame? The answer is, you know, the Tumas Keyan in the Graving is based upon Kobet to the Nikta. And the Rambam Shite is Dafke Keyan is Woyitame, because the Chil Kohune constitutes a demonstration of Kobet. He is doing something that, in respect to somebody else, would involve an Isha. So when he does it for the craving, so it constitutes a demonstration of Kobet to the Nifta. So Mele observing Avelis with all its external manifestations, so also constitutes tribute to the Nifta. So it's Nichol the same mitzvah. That's why the Rambam Zimra mitzvahs includes it in the mitzvah of Leitame. Why does it say in the Kalach Mechasovu, Haloch Aleph, that it's Avelis Yimunishin is the Raise, because of how Tichatos Aleim Hayita Bein Hashem? But the question is, there's a need of giving Kovet. Giving Kovet how long? One day, 7 days, 30 days, Yuvais Chayesh, maybe he's Mechuyev to give Kovet to the Nifta Yuvais Chayesh. So the answer is, he's Mechuyev to give Kovet as long as he has the Shema'inim in love. So how long does he have the Shema'inim in love? So that's the passing. How to chatos ayeim halita bin alishem. So only the first day he's also bekochim. He's also nice shemim. But the second day, so that means he has shemim only the first day. That's why the chiyuv of Avelis is only yemrish. But then, so then it should follow that with the raise he has a shem ovo only the first day and not all 7 days. All 7 days. But the Rambam passed this in Luchas B.S. Midrash, and that's based upon the Gemara in the Kotnit of the Zion. So, that there's a halacha in the Raise, that the Novo Toich Shivo Ein Shalach Shinkom. That's a Gemara in the Kotnit of the Zion, and the Rambam passed this, I think, in Perikveis Luchas B.S. Midrash, that Obeil Toyer Shivo in Mishalech Shulko. It's a special halacha. It's based upon the Pesuk in Cheskel. The Gemara, the Midrash of the Zion mentions the Pesuk in Cheskel. V'achal Yemehei Sipurei. So Yakrev Eskabonei is the Pesuk in Cheskel. So there is a halacha of Toyer Shivo in Mishalech Shulko. So we see from this Rambam that there is a chalice, that the Ovul has a chalice Ovul midraise called Shiva, not only the first day. That's probably the reason as why he made him say that Avele Shiva is the rising. Why Avele Shiva? Because called Shiva, he has a chalice Ovul midraise. But the Rambam and the Rid, they say only Ibrishim, and Ibrishim is only a missing correct. So obviously now there is a halishem inen, and there is a halishem of now. So you will see, let's say in Shkolov and in Rishayim, you'll see sometimes that Rishayim will call inen inen until the Kvore. But after the Kvore, they don't call him inen. But as far as the halishem inen, midrais is concerned, so anyone who suffered the bereavement, there's a halishem inen. Amen. The first day of Misa, and Eve, the Kvura takes place in the same day. So even after Kvura, so here's a halachah. V'oraya, the Rambam passes, and the Rambam says the same thing. Even though from Rashi, in that the Zion is walking, it's much by the other way. But the Rambam and the Rambam say explicitly that in regard to the Yisrael of the Nenen to eat Kochi, or how to chakos ayim alita bin alishem. So from Rashi it appears, he doesn't spell it out, but it appears that way. And many of the poskim amidayim from Rashi's washing is lochim after Zayim, I think, that a Nenen is also lechum di Kochi, more lechum ayis Hashem the first day, only prior to Kure. But after Kure, he is butalachu bikochi. Mashiach in the Rambam. In the Rambam, they say explicitly that a name is also lachu bikochi in the first day of the Nise, even if the Kure took place. But so in the balance of the day of the Nise, he is still also lachu bikochi. Now, the Nise of also lachu bikochi, the Nise of lachu bikochi, by Sashenu, the Chalti Beinim in Enu. So that's based upon the Shemenim, not upon the Shemot. So in other words, so apparently according to the Rambam, there are two Shemes in the Raisa. One is the Shemeinet, and one is the Shemom. Oben means Shol Bitzar. Oben means Shol. Oben means one who is Shol Naveles, morning. So Mimele, the Shemeinet Midraise, and one who suffered the bereavement has only the first day. The Shemobo, he has Midraise. Shemobo, he has Midraise called Shivo. For example, in regard to the mitzvah of Nichum Abeni. So Nichum Abeni is not, of course, it's also Midras Chasodim, but there is a special mitzvah of Nichum Abeni. Only if he has a Shemobo. If he doesn't have a Shemobo, so then there is no mitzvah of Nichum Abeni. So Mele, the mitzvah, so the Shemobu, one has midraise called Shivo, and that's the reason as to why the Rambam passes in the Beisloch as B.S. Midosh, that Ovel in Shalech called Shivo, because he has a Shemobu. So apparently, the Chiyuv of Avelis midraise is not based upon the Shemobu, but it's based upon the Shemobu. So that's why, according to the Rif and the Rambam, there is a chiyuv of Avelis in Rishi, because after Yom Rishi, he doesn't have a Shemeinet. And according to the Gaon, who say that there is a chiyuv of Avelis called Shiva, they hold that the chiyuv of Avelis with Raisa is based upon the Shemobu. And the Shemobu is with Raisa called Shiva, that the Rambam is also made it. Regarding Ovel in Mishal Shukom. So in the way, the Shittas Rambam means that this halacha that actually this halacha that hoyop piteyofu pitechetobu the yeni wasn't so there is always the one who yoshin the anoshin 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 the an So it only applies to things where in the Nebu before the Eidah, before the Chazan. So the Meles, so at the time, when the time when he became an Eidah, so he was not a Chosnes yet. So the Mele acquired the Shemene. What is the Mechayev of the Aveiles? The Mechayev of the Aveiles is the Mechayev of the Aveiles is the Mechayev of the Aveiles. So is the reason is the Chevene is Mechayev Aveiles in the Aveiles the Reise. So in this case where he suffered the bereavement before the Chasene, so he acquired the Chalei Shemene in the law before the Chasene. So then, and then, when he had in his case the Kalei Chupin, and his Beyod was mitzvah. So the Shemein and the Nobel is not talking about him because it was already Chal. So, but there's a special heter for him to observe Shiva Sina Mishke, but not that the Chachomim were mafkia the Shemein and Nobel of the Gavre. The Shemein and Nobel of the Gavre was not talking. Now, let's say this person, who is, let's say, Weskidis is a Kalei Chupin. Weskidis is a Kalei Chupin. So he'll still be Osea with the Reise Pinkin Kochin. Why? Because he already acquired the Shemenim and the Shemot. So the Mele, but the Chachomim will matter him. The Chachomim will matter him to observe the Shiva Sinai Mishke. But the Shemenim and the Shemot is not Poka of the Gavre because it is already Chal. So the Mele, but Chachomim will matter him to observe Shiva Sinai Mishke, but Vorish and Tzine, they will not matter him. Masha'im came in the case of Keder as Mesid Regal, so Regal is Mufke of the Shemayin and Ovo. I think that according to the Rambam, if somebody will be Keder as Mesid Regal, he will not be Osea to eat my Sashem. Suppose someone is Keder as Mesid Chalamei. So according to the Rambam, maybe that is the machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim is saying that he has to be Neid Dvarim Shebitzine. He has to be Neid Dvarim Shebitzine. So they will hold that he has his Shemayin, even the Regal. And the Rambam Shiti is no. The Mishnah will not discuss it then, whether this Adina Baninis applies if somebody is killed or is missing the Regal. The Mishnah will not discuss it. But I think that that will be told in the machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. So we may lay that Regal is Mufke of the Shemayin. So the Meila doesn't even acquire a Shemayin in the Shemot. So if he doesn't acquire a Shemayin, so the Meila, he doesn't acquire a Shemayin, so the Meila is not Osea Lechu Maisashemi, and he's not Osea Lechu Bikochi, and that's why the Rambam says Keila Mesid Regel. So he doesn't have to observe even Avil Shemitzine, he's Mutamitash Mishamito. And the same thing is true of Shiva Sidna Lechetai. Shiva Sidna Yachasen Es Harein Kirega. Umi Shebei Islei Meiz Bisirchi Mea Mishte Afi Obe Vime Mashlim Shiva Sidna Yachasimche Barakach Leik Shiva Sidna Yachasimche. And he doesn't say that he's Hu Yoshim Min Anoshim Vihi Yishenyo. I mean, he doesn't say that he's also Mitash Mishamita. So it's Mashma that in this case, so where he suffered the bereavement in the midst of Shiva Mishte, so he already acquired the Shem Chosid. And it's Mashma, even though all the Rishonim say that Simchas Chosid is only the Rabbanon, the Ramah is the only one who says that Simchas Chosid, the Simchas Chosid in Rishon is Midraise, but all the Rishonim might agree that while the Chin of Simcha in complement upon the Chosid is Midraise, but the Shem Chosid is the Chalei Shem Midraise. I mean, there is a Raya Brune, there is a Aloche, Likaverias Nigoyim. So the Gemara says in Yitkot Udav Zayin that Chosin Mamtir Lelei Kol Shiva Sine Amishte Liris Anigoyim Shalom. Liris Anigoyim Shalom. So it's a special verse of Chosin that we, the Kehen cannot see the Nigoyim. Or the Chosin Kol Shiva Sine Amishte that's Aloche the Reise. So apparently the Chalei Shem Chosin is the Chalei Shem in Reise. And but the Rishonim who are healing on the Ramah, they hold he is not mechuyim b'simcha midraise, but if the chalei shem chosid He is a Chalut Shem in the Raisa. So Mimele, since he has a Chalut Shem Chosim, since the Chalut Shem Chosim was Chal, that's why in Aloha Zayim he doesn't say that he's also Mikasha Shemito. But he only mentions it in Aloha Ches. Now, there, as I mentioned before, there is a Machlekes Lashayim, that was just in a few minutes I'll finish. I'm sorry that I started so late. I wanted to start the quarter before 11, but then, all of a sudden, two visitors came to see me and it just wasn't nice to tell them, I cannot talk to you. Someone came from New York, so we just arrived. So it was an union of the hands. So, but I'll finish just in a few minutes. So, now, the Rambam says, Umeine Hashrishin Me'achal Yasim Omer Abram V'lomolo Yaw V'me'amishter Yishrishin. Now, because the aloha by regal is that the keeper is missing the regal, so he starts counting the shlishim from the regal, not after the regal. Now, so the Rambam says that the same thing is true of chosn. Of chosn. If meisle meis is echshiras in amish, the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rambam are all chelik in the regal. Now, if we, why should there be a difference between the Raivet should be correct? I mean, if you mishkolish superficially, the Raivet appears to be correct, because after all, that Shiras in Amishke, that's the regal delay. So, just as we got a regal the whole Israel, so it's Eile Limi Ashleishim, so regal delay should also be Eile Limi Ashleishim. Now, let's see the two. Just with this outline. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam and the Rosh. In regard to the Averis of Shleishim. So the Aloha is that he may a regal Averis of Shleishim. He must use the regal, so it's a Shleishim. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, not like the Rosh. The Rambam says that the reason is to why. Is why Yimei Oregel are in Rishleishim. The reason is why Yimei Oregel is in Rishleishim is because he is Mechuye in the Averis of Shleishim, Sechor Regel. We say Choregel, he is not Mechuye in the Averis of Shim. Because the Averis of Shim, they are inconsistent with the essence of Regel. After what is the essence of Regel? Simcha. It's Yimei Simcha. It's not only that the Jew is Mechuyev to be Sameach Regel. The Yimei Regel themselves are Yimei Simcha. So Mimele, there is a contradiction, there is a stira between observing Averis of Shiva and observing the Yimei Simcha of the Regel. Because what is Shiva? What are the Yehudim of Shiva? Shiva means refraining from Lechitze, refraining from Sikhe, refraining from Yilas HaSandal. Actually, in other words, during Shiva, a novel is not just a delight. He doesn't have full contact with reality. He can wash, he can be soft, he can't even wear shoes. So it means that he doesn't have real contact with reality. That's the Aloha. The Aloha requires it as a manifestation of grief. So to not to have full contact with reality. So, one second, excuse me. So that is in conflict with the regal, with the essence of regal, with the simcha of the regal. Mashiachim, what are the hooking of Shleishim? His parents and views. In other words, he's allowed to wash, and the only mitzvah we pass here that called Shleishim shouldn't wash. But mitzvah, so it's really we pass through that it's mutar b'kibbutz. Kibbutz now. Kibbutz is more than kibbutz. Or a new baguette, a new suit. So what are the various of Shleishim? His various reviews. So his various to the Rambam says, now, and if somebody, just one second, excuse me, what's that? What? The Ramban is in Tirasol. And the two mentioned it. The two mentioned the Ramban. So what are the new Hugim of Shleishim? That's the spirit he used. So the Ramban says, if somebody is killed a Mesid Regal, So he's not allowed. Now, of course, he cannot take a haircut and regal anyway. Although no longer, because of Nisa Melocha of Yonke. But there is no Nisa Melocha involved in putting on a new beggar, a new suit. On the contrary, it befits Yonke to put on a new suit. So if somebody is still a Nisa regal, the Ramban says he's not allowed to put on a new suit. Mitzad Yonke, he would be allowed. If they be good, he's also normal for persuasion. So the Ramban says that even a novel persuasion on Yonke is not allowed to put on a new suit, a very big goods, or a newly ironed out suit, which is like new. So he's not allowed. So that's why, because the Nihukim of Abeles of Shleishim, of Tisperes and Gilds, are not inconsistent with the Yibisim Chodom. The Nihukim of Shive, which involve maladjustment to life, not to have contact with reality. If a person doesn't wash himself and doesn't wear shoes, he's maladjusted, he doesn't have contact with reality. That's the halacha, that's exactly the reason as to why the Torah requires him to refrain from all these things. Because he has to demonstrate grief by acting out maladjustment to life and by not having contact with reality. And to act as if he hadn't been normal. He's mechuyek to act that way, not to act normal. That's the covet of the mitzvah. That the covet should act that way. So that's inconsistent with the essence of Yontev, with the Meisimcha. Masha'inkei, the Nihukim of Abeles of Shleishim are not inconsistent with the essence of Yimisimcha. So Mele, one is bound, even my Yontev, to observe Abeles of Shleishim. And if somebody is a noble, take Shleishim and Yontev, so then he's not allowed, as the Ramban says, to put on a beggar in goods, a new beggar. He's not allowed. So, according to the Ramban, it's very simple as to why there's no regular regular in Shleishim, because he's mechuyek in the Abeles of Shleishim. So why shouldn't it be anywhere in the Minyan of Shleishim? But the Rosh thing is that the noble Tehshleishim on the regal is allowed to put on the heavy goods. So according to the Rosh, there is no actual new God. There is no chiyuv of Abeles of Shleishim Tehshleishim. According to Ramban, there is a chiyuv of Abeles of Shleishim Tehshleishim. He's not allowed to put on a new beggar Tehshleishim. And Yom Teh. But according to the Rosh, he is allowed to put on a beggar. So then the question arises, how does the Rosh explain this aloche that Kederes makes it a regel, so that he may a regel a regel? After all, there is no new. So the Rosh says, true, he is allowed to put on the beggar Nikuetz. But there are certain Yerukim of Abeles, which externally have to be fulfilled and wanted anyway, mitzad in his aloche, his Kederes, or Yud Yodayim. Let's say to iron out the beggar, and Yom Tov is not allowed. And Yom Tov is not allowed to iron out his body, and Yom Tov is not allowed to do the mice deeds. So since the man is not allowed, and Yom Tov is not allowed to take a shave, to take a haircut because of this abroad. So the same external manifestations that have to be done by Rabbi in Shleishim, so they do take place on Yom Tov anyway. Not because of Abeles, for a different reason, because of Yom Tov. So the Mele, B'mtzias, on a practical level, there are external manifestations of the Abeles of Shleishim, even though the chiyuv of the Abeles of Shleishim is not named on Yom Tov, but the fact is, that on an actual level, so there are the external manifestations of Shleishim, of the Abeles of Shleishim, because of the Nisa Melocha of Yom Tov. But B'mtzias, he has to refrain from taking the haircut. He has to refrain on Yom Tov. He must refrain from taking the shame. So mainly there are some external manifestations, even though it's not for the sake of Abeles, it's for the sake of the Nisa Melocha. what you may say, as long as there is this the manifestation of Avos, even though it's for another reason. That's the Rosh Hashanah. It's a big Rosh Hashanah. So now, in the case, so